But today, allow me to complete my series on fruitfulness between your seed time and your harvest time. Remember that the first part of this series, I spoke about your dormancy period. How when you sow a seed, it goes through a dormancy period before it starts bearing fruit. Yeah, the next slide. So I mentioned that your dormancy period from when you sow your seed to when you start bearing fruit is a very crucial moment for you. You need patience, you need prayer, you need protection, you need pruning, you need purpose, you need a place, and then you need to praise the Lord. Now, these are keys I have applied. I've just spoke in a church on prosperity, and I was sharing with them how I came here with nothing, with a faithful wife and a son then, and how the Lord, within 20 years, has changed everything. I can see my fruits, consistently see my fruits. I'm virtually buying everywhere on the Sprinter's Road. People are approaching me, offering me lands, offering me houses, offering me things to buy. And all of them, once I make up my mind to buy, I buy them. It just happens. How I'm buying the lands on the Kapim Hills to move Mommy's Temple Christian International School to that place. And we're going to have the Temple Christian as one of the most outstanding Christian secondary schools in the world. Charging about $20,000 a year for children to study there. And lands and things have already been acquired. And I'm sharing these testimonies because according to the law of legitimacy, you cannot speak on what you have not successfully practiced. Do you understand? And you have to understand that there is an anointing in this house. And you have to connect to that anointing. So in this month of pleasant living, you have to understand the principles and connect to it. For instance, every Wednesday, Pastor Titi Ofer, who has a serious anointing upon him, is leading us in the Pleasant Life Prayer Rally. Every Wednesday, from 6 to 8:30, you meet the man of God here. He's going to share some things and lead you in that prayer. And then every Saturday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Pastor Constance and Pastor Samuel. You see, those young pastors around me have been with me for a number of years. They've caught the anointing. When they are praying, when these boys pray, when these guys around you, they pray. So I want to give them the prayer factory from 6 to 9 every Saturday. And they are leading you in prophetic prayers. And your life will not be the same. The Lord will bless you. Let me preach now because I have to serve you communion before you leave. So I'm going to preach now. I'm going to preach a very short sermon. Where short means long. Okay. So last week, I started speaking to you. So I moved away from the dormancy period to the dominance period. And I started with a very important scripture to let you know that God wants you to have a domain. Okay? To have a domain. If the Bible says you should have dominion, it means you should have your own territory and must be in charge of that territory. So the dominance period, our scripture last week was 2 Samuel 7 and 9. I have been with you wherever you have gone. God was talking to David. And I have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name great, like the names of the greatest men on earth. Oh, this scripture is for someone here. I remember when I used to go to the Achimota Forest with this scripture. And I said, Lord, make my name amongst the names of the greatest people in Ghana. Wow. No wonder the last few years I've been among. We are about 30-something million people. And if you are among the 100 most influential people, oh, God has been good to you. God has been tremendously good to you. Amen. Now, last week, I went on to show you a very powerful blessing that God released. Now, when God created man, the first communication God had with man was a blessing. Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So five key words here: be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. That was the first thing God said. We call this the Edenic life. When you become born again, you must enter into the Edenic life. Don't wait until you are raptured and you go to heaven to enjoy life. You can enjoy life here on earth. And please follow these principles. Apply them, it will work for you. Follow them, apply them, it will work for you. I have pastored this church for long. You know the things I teach and the things I say, and those who apply them, it works for them. So last week I started talking about the fact that the first blessing, fruitfulness. The second blessing, multiplication. The next blessing is replenish, subdue, and have dominion. Most people are stuck here. Okay, thank you guys. So lift it a little and move it a little. My audiovisual is one of the most outstanding audiovisual guys you can ever have. Fantastic. Thank you. Most people are stuck here. Leviticus 2:9. I will look on you with favor and make you fruitful. So even though God told them be fruitful and multiply, the key to becoming fruitful and becoming fruitful is the favor of God. Is the favor of God. Okay? And I can tell you, most of us are fruitful. Things are happening in our lives. We are grateful to God for education, for health, for everything. But the least you can do is just be fruitful. Anytime God gives you a seed, gives you a fruit, remember that inside that fruit are seeds. So the journey from fruitfulness to multiplication. Fruitfulness to multiplication is what I call replanting. Replanting. Look at Genesis 1:29. Then God said, I give you every seed bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. With seed in it. With seed in it. With seed in it. I've told you, let me bore you again with Accra Business School, how it was formed. I borrowed 500 Ghana cedis in 2004. In 2004, I borrowed 500 Ghana cedis. And guess what I did? I saw that, okay, this is a seed. Let me plant it. I did my first conference. And then after paying the 500 Ghana cedis, paying the hotel and everything, I made a profit of 1,600. 1,600 was a fruit. But inside that fruit were several seeds. I had a choice, either to eat the fruit and the seed and remain the same. That's the problem of many of us. Once God gives us fruit, we eat the fruit and the seed together. So we come back to square one. We don't progress. Everybody here has once received fruits before. God has blessed you before. You were believing God for $1,000, He gave you $100. The $100 was pregnant with $1,000, but you spent all that $100 chewing kebabs in a restaurant somewhere. And then come back and say, Lord, I'm still expecting that $1,000. I'm still expecting that $1,000. Father, give me that $1,000. I'm still expecting that $1,000. This is how I moved from fruitfulness to multiplication. I replanted. I got that $1,600. The only thing I bought out of it was to buy a very small color TV. Because our TV then was Grundig. Do you know Grundig? Grundig was a hunchback TV. Most of you were not born when Grundig was sold on the ground at Carnegie from Germany. So I bought mommy a very small TV. I didn't spend more than $200 from that money, because that was a fruit with seeds in it. I put it back and back. Today I grab business school in terms of goodwill, in terms of courses, in terms of facilities, in terms of concepts and ideas. We are valued over $20 million from just a borrowed 500 Ghana cedis from 2004 to now. Look at what the Lord has done. Look at what the Lord has done. If you are raising the hen, and you want to get more of it, when they lay eggs, what do you do? You leave them to brood it. You don't, the fact that you want to eat it, chibom, do you know chibom? You want to eat, they fry the eggs and put it in bread and enjoy. You can do that. Fry the eggs, put in this thing, go and sit down. And every morning, just go to the hen, lay the egg, eat it. Lay the egg, eat it. Lay the egg, eat it. Lay it, eat it. Lay it, eat it. The hen has a lifespan. One day, it will stop laying eggs. It will start laying eggs every other day. And then it will move from there once a week. One day you will go there, the hen will be dead. You will come back to square one. So if you want to move from fruitfulness to multiplication, what do you do? You replant. You replant. I spend less than 1% of the income I generate on myself. I put all back. I have generations after me. I have sons and daughters. I have grandchildren that will be born. I have great-grandchildren whom I will live to see. And great-grandchildren, I want to see the third and the fourth generation. I'll be a very old man. And I'll come here and spoil your service for you. I'll come when all the young men are anointed. I'll just come here and say, I founded this church. I want to preach some. You'll not even hear what I'm saying, but I'll still be alive. Do you understand what I'm talking to you about? The fourth and the third generation. I want you to live like that. I want you to have that mindset that I don't want to consume my fruits and the seeds in them. I want to make sure I can replant. That is when you will move to multiplication. I replanted the 1,600 I earned. And then we graduated from Accra, African Center for Leadership and Human Resource Development. And we multiplied to Graduate School of Governance and Leadership. And we have now multiplied to Accra Business School. If I ask you to drive right now, pass here and pass here and turn left again, you will find Accra Business School. You see the number of cars parked there and the kind of people studying there, nobody would believe that it was started with a borrowed 500 Ghana cedis by a poor pastor and his wife. But I practice the principle of replanting. And I got here. See what happens when you replant. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 6 from the King James Version. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. God have nothing to increase if you do not plant. I planted, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. Anytime there is a seed on the ground, God will give the increase. Your increase is determined by the seed you are willing to plant. Every money that comes into your hands, remember, there is a seed in it. It's not only a fruit. There is a seed in it. The worst thing that can ever happen to you is to come to a conclusion that you earn too little to save. The worst thing that can ever happen to you is to have a high spending appetite. The worst thing that can ever happen to you is to start leading a lifestyle you cannot comfortably finance. Any lifestyle you cannot comfortably finance, you don't deserve it. If you are struggling to pay your children's school fees, that is not the school they must be. Change the school. Lower it. Bring it low. When we came to Sprinters Road, we put Pastor Kevin in a morning glory. When we could not pay, we moved him from Morning Glory to Queensland. When we couldn't pay, we moved him from Queensland to Fountainhead. When finally God opened the door and we could afford it, we moved him to a higher school. we could afford to sponsor him to go outside the country and study for his university education. We could do it. A lifestyle you cannot comfortably finance, you don't deserve it. It is the height of arrogance and pride to think that life has not treated you well and that you deserve a better car than the car you are driving. Brother, whatever you deserve, you will see it. It will come to you. You don't struggle to let it come. Some of you have married women who don't work, who are at home, but are still putting pressure on you to buy them cars. All my friends have cars. Me alone, I don't have car. And then you are begging your wife, you take your time, I will buy you a car. You take your time, you have mercy on me. You think so work, and then I will buy you a car. For what? To go where? She's not working. She's at home. What does she need a car for? What does she need a car for? You don't want to multiply? You want to eat the seed in your fruit? Is that what you want to build your life for? You have two children and a less paying job and you live in a chamber and hall, and suddenly Christmas is going to come, they are going to give you your bonus, your wife is going to put pressure on you to go and rent a two-bedroom house. For what reason? What is the reason? What is the reason? All my friends, go to all my friends. I'm even ashamed to let my mother and father come and visit us. Look at where we live. The first time mommy's father came to visit us, I had to go and borrow a kitchen stool from our neighbors to give him a seat. I was not embarrassed because I've always believed that I was on a journey. Before mommy's father died, one day we went to visit him whilst we were living. He called the daughter back and said, "How I wish this guy was my son. I have transformed, I have grown." She was looking at me, was so proud, the wife, the son. When first day mommy took me to go and greet him, he called mommy to the room and said, "Uko Accra, Oyi na hu ye." The whole Accra, is that the guy you found? But I've grown. I have always believed in building a very systematic way of growing. Systematic way of growing. If you start packing burdens on a foundation that is weak, it will crumble on you. You are not in competition with anybody. Don't compare yourself to anybody. You are following a divine order. God is ordering your step and you are following the divine order. I am not encouraging laziness here. I am encouraging hard work. Replant your seed. Replant the seed. Keep replanting it. Keep replanting it. Keep replanting it. And then God will have a cause. God will have a reason to increase you. God will have a reason to increase you. I came from Europe, studied in one of the best missionary schools in Germany, came and lived in an uncompleted building, no water, no electricity, no toilet facilities. I decided not to consume my seeds. Instead, I replanted. There is no building I cannot buy today if I choose to buy them. But 20 years ago, that was not the case. The key is patience. The key is purpose. Stay focused. Don't compare yourself to anybody. We all have different destinies. You will marry this year, I will marry next year. You will marry next year, I will marry 10 times. Every marriage is marriage. Every child is child. Never ever in your life let somebody's success make you feel like a failure. I've said it here before. Never compete. If you choose to compete, compete with yourself. Always desire to be better than you were yesterday. Better today than you were yesterday. Do you understand? Take the pressure off you. Focus. Build your life. And gradually move from fruitfulness to multiplication. Fruitfulness to multiplication. Fruitfulness to multiplication. How do you replenish the earth? So you replant and then you redistribute. You redistribute. Deuteronomy 22 verse 9 from the Message Bible. Don't plant two kinds of seed in your vineyard. A time is going to come where God will give you different kinds of seed. Don't be afraid to expand. Don't don't put all your eggs in one basket. Can I tell you something? You are wired. Your mind is so powerful to be doing one thing at a time. Your mind is so powerful, you can do several things at a time. Even though one thing may dominate, but you can do several things at a time. Accra Business School has given birth to Temple Christian International School. I am planning to build a Ghana International Pathway College. I just started the Institute of Learning. I just started the African Women's Leadership Academy. And sometimes mommy doesn't understand. See, so all these plenty things you are putting in place, I'm even confused. I say, it's nice to be confused. I'm the leader. You are the follower. Just believe. Let's go. Just believe. Let's go. If you don't create multiple streams of income, you are in trouble. Jesus had 12 disciples. He could have chosen only one person. If he had chosen only Judas, he would have been in trouble. He knew all of them. He knew that I could rely on this person at this point. I could rely on this person. He created multiple streams where he can give different assignments to different people. You cannot do one thing with all your life. You know the worst people are the people who have money and put it under their pillow, and every morning they get up, look at the money, and then they smile. That money is a seed. Sow it into something. Your pillow is not a field. Keep your money in the bank accounts. When they send your balance, you look at it. All your life, you have only done one same thing over all these years. You haven't expanded. If you want to replenish the earth, you must learn to expand. You must learn to redistribute. You must learn. We have just applied for charter for Accra Business School. Once we get our charter, I'm hitting Liberia. I'm hitting Sierra Leone. I'm starting what I call the Tithe of First Systems. The Tithe of First Systems to build multiple universities across West Africa. If the Ghana decide to do coup, I move to Liberia. If Liberia decide to fight again, I move to Sierra Leone. If Sierra Leone decide to cut hands again, I move somewhere. I have started what I call Home Uni. Very soon, Home Uni is going to be an online university. An online university. I have the capacity. I have the ability. And I have four children. I have four children, and I'm looking at their faces, and I'm trying to tell them, and now Edith is around. They are now five. Everybody must hear something. Everybody must hear something. Everybody must become a leader of something. Do you understand me? Do you understand what I'm talking about? And then from redistribution, from multiplication, you redistribute. That is where you replenish the earth. That's where you fill the whole earth with your presence. And look at this. Genesis 13, 14 to 15. Open your eyes, look around. Look. So I've summarized it. Look. Everything you see, the whole land spread out before you, I will give to you and your children. Whatever you see, God can give to you. I see in this house global leaders, people that are going to influence the whole world. The whole world will hear your name. Look around you, have a big vision. Desire to replenish the earth. The charismatic movement started on school parks. People made mockery of us. Now look at us. There are no Ghanaian indigenous bank that even has a branch in Togo. We have branches all over the world. Look at what Bishop Doug is doing. One man, one young man led medical school and started something in Kolebu. Now almost every country can feel the presence of Lighthouse Chapels. We are multinational. We are multinational. We are the real international. We are the only people moving Ghana across the world. All those who are walking around saying vote for them, they are creating jobs. Vote for them, they are creating jobs. We are the real deal. We are the ones creating jobs. Do you know how many young people are full-time instrumentalists in churches around the world? Do you know the communities we are building? The Anakazos, the Shilohs, the ability centers that these churches and these fathers are building. Do you know how many people are engaged as construction workers in these places? We started as small. but greater we have become great. Your beginning may be young, your beginning may be strong, your small, but so great shall your future be. So great. Don't be a champion in Barcelona. There is a bigger world out there looking for you to make impact. Your generation is waiting for your manifestation. And I pray that you will see yourself the way God sees you. You started life as a captain of none, but God wants to make you a captain of thousands. Follow these principles I taught in the dormancy period, and now I am teaching in the dominance period. Don't eat your fruit, replant it. When you replant it, God will give the increase. And then when God gives the increase, don't put all in your barns and say, I'm going to eat it. Redistribute it. Invest in different things. Stop buying clothes. Stop buying shoes. Stop buying wigs. Stop buying wigs. Stop buying suits. Stop being flashy. Stop impressing people. Keep that money. Invest it in something. Invest it in something. I say that the worst thing that can ever happen to you is to say that I earn too little to save. I was in a church in the UK, and I was telling them, since you came to this country, you've been here, some of you have been here for 20 years. Imagine if you were saving £1 a week. I asked them, can you cut your daily costs and save just £1 a day? They say, yes, daddy, we can. I say, in 1 year, you have £365, isn't it? In 10 years, you have £3,650. Do you know some of you have lived in this country for 20 years? You don't have £1,000 lying in your account that is your own money. But if 10 years ago, you were saving £1 a day, you cut your cost by £1 a day. By restricting on how many times you watch TV, saving your electricity bills and saving your gas bills and saving from here and cutting down on how you eat outside, all these junk foods and all those things, you could have saved £1 a day. And in 10 years, you would have had £7,200 and you could have bought a land somewhere in Ghana. At least Kasua would be welcoming you. At least Kasua would be welcoming you. Will you start that project? Imagine if you were 10 friends who started that project for 10 years. All of you would have 7,200. If you put all the 7,200 among 10 friends, that is £72,000. That is £72,000. These three friends could have put it down to start a mortgage, buy a house there, and start renting that house in the UK. And in 10 years again, all of them would have been very rich. If your money is not enough, it's not by fault that you eat three times a day. Eat twice. And depend on Gobe. Listen, you know, Gobe, buy your own gari and put down. And just, I'm teaching you how I survive. And just go and buy the Gobe. Have your own palm oil at home. And if you like, buy the beans too and cook it. Miss it. Let the gari be more than the beans. Oh, yeah. And eat it around 11 a.m. Miawanipa. And drink plenty water. You will not be hungry again till around 5 o'clock there. And around 5 o'clock there, drink iced tea. Yeah. And go and sleep and wake up. You see how much money you will save. Edwiani biaubedi. You eat like. If we go into your septic tank, we will understand why you are poor. But all the money went into your stomach. I can open a woman's wardrobe and I understand why the woman is struggling with finances. From today, change your financial behavior. Replenish the earth. Have dominion. Then if you want to subdue the earth, you want to have authority, subdue the earth. If you want people to rise up and greet you when you appear, if you want things to be at your disposal, I've told you already, November, I'm going to be so busy. I'm hosting the former first minister of Northern Ireland in my house. If you go to my house now, I'm doing new renovations because I'm hosting somebody who is a former prime minister. We're meeting the president of Ghana. She's coming with her husband. I'm renovating my house to host all of them. Do you know why? Do you know why? I'm subduing the earth. I'm subduing the earth. Look at this scripture. So replant, redistribute, and relearn. Do you know why I want you to relearn? Knowledge is so powerful. It will take you anywhere. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 25 from the Good News Translation. But I devoted myself to knowledge and study. I was determined to find wisdom and the answers to many questions. In fact, some translations say that, and to understand the scheme of things. The scheme of things, I think, should be the slogan for Accra Business School. Understanding the scheme of things. I went to London School of Economics, and do you know their slogan? Their slogan is understanding the course of things. You have to understand the scheme of things. You have to understand life poses a lot of questions. And the more you answer them, the more successful you become. You know how sometimes you stand in front of your mirror and say, "Mi kura dene yemi, mi kura abrabo benye, abrabo benye." What kind of life is this? It's a sign that your head is a coconut and your brain is not functioning. So relearn, no more. Look at subdue. Look at Proverbs 24 verse 5. A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of understanding increases in strength. Tell me one illiterate who got independence for Africa. No. All the men that fought the British colonialists were men of knowledge. Nkrumah had theology and was a lawyer. Nelson Mandela was a lawyer. You see, these were people that were knowledgeable. They could come to the table, sit down with you, and use the strength of their mind. Do you know why we don't want military adventurism across Africa? Because you'll be ruled by people who don't understand the details of global politics. They have no understanding of how things work. They have no understanding of the course of things. They have no understanding of the scheme of things. They have no knowledge. One private, one lance corporal with JSS qualification will just take a gun and become your president with JSS qualification. You are finished. So I'm trying to tell all of you who went to JSS and you are stopped school, you can't become president. Go back to school, learn something. Whatever you choose to learn, if you want to learn a trade, make sure you become the top of the trade that you are learning. Knowledge is powerful. And I'm not saying it, it's in the Bible. Proverbs 24 verse 5. A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increased in strength. I'm doing a second PhD at the University of Chester, professional doctorate. And guess what I'm researching on? The impact of religion on political thought. How religion influences choices of political leaders. And you are here, junior secondary school certificate. And when you see me riding in my car, you are envious. How? Why? Knowledge increases. A man of knowledge increases in strength. In the corridors of power, knowledge is king. Go to the U.S. White House. You see people from Harvard. You see people from Yale. You see people from top, they are called the Ivy League universities. If you are not from the Ivy League university, you won't have a chance in the White House. That's why America rules the world. Go to the UK. Most of the prime ministers went to one college called the Eton College. And you either have to go to Oxford or Cambridge to become a prime minister. You cannot go to Ayalolo University and then come and say you become a this thing. That's why these countries rule the world. The reason why our countries are poor and we are broken down is because in our corridors of power are food soldiers. Are food soldiers. All you have to do is to be able to insult somebody. Come on radio and insult somebody. And leave what we are discussing and insult somebody. all the things we're discussing about COVID, the only thing people were discussing was not the scientific approach to solving the COVID problem, but how corrupt somebody is, and where is the money, and who chopped the money, and who put this one here, and who put this one here. It is the prayers of the church that saved this nation. And I can tell you, so when I was among the people negotiating for the church to be opened, and in fact, top people who are advising the president of the COVID initiative said, we have advised the president to open the churches because most of the people that report with COVID are not from the churches. They are from funerals and discos. Say the churches have managed the COVID very well. Have managed the COVID very well. We are the live wire of this nation. Because the Bible says that the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Read, study, read, study, read, study. Stop all these jokes, videos on Facebook and TikTok that you are spending hours watching. Hours watching for nothing. If you don't have a library, you are a liability. Look for a library or something and read. I have written a book, 50 Life Rules. Most of you don't have copies. It's only 50 CDs, and most of you think it's expensive. Well, the law of cognition states that if you fail to buy knowledge today, you will pay for the price of ignorance tomorrow. Knowledge is not cheap. I studied a course in London School of Economics. I paid £60,000 to sit in a classroom. And I always thought I knew until some. And you have somebody, top person, who has written books that are being studied, teaching you management, and you are asking yourself, so the one they taught me at university in Ghana, they didn't know this. They didn't know this. Are you here with me? Do you understand the things I'm teaching you? Okay, finally, then let me serve you communion. Finally, retreat. When you have done all these things, you want to have dominion, you want to control the world, now come before the Lord. Retreat. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall renew their strength. You know why the churches are dominating? Now look at Nigerian gospel singers. Look at how far they have gone. Look at how far they have gone. They are competing with some of the top worldly singers. Look at Nigerian preachers. African countries are struggling to build stadium that can sit 40,000 people. Nigerian pastors are building 120,000 seater auditorium. One man. So Oyedepo has a whole community. No light off. You won't find light off there. Nigeria, almost every 5 minutes, light will go off. The day light will come off, everybody will say, "Hail Nepa." Isn't it? But Bishop Oyedepo's community, no light off. And hundreds of thousands of people study there. Every Sunday, worship there. There hasn't been a stampede in that area. Never a stampede. There is no. The man has about how many universities? About two universities. And they are top universities. And no lecturer has ever complained that they don't have, they didn't pay them. And the universities' life don't go off. Go and see government universities in Nigeria. Despite the billions of dollars that come through oil sales, go and see the government universities, how dirty, how light goes off. Go and see the cultism that goes on there. One man alone. Governance with big budgets cannot pay salaries, cannot sustain electricity. One man has a whole nation to himself within Nigeria, and everything is moving on smoothly. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I come from Mampoekrapin. That community has existed hundreds of years. One man, Bishop Dark. Bishop Dark's project in Mampoekrapin, if we put all the 17 states of the Krapim together, they don't come 1% to the development that man has put in the heart of my hometown. And you find people, these people are thieves, they are thieves. They are collecting people's tithe and offering. Look at what they are using to do. We are collecting tithe and offerings to build cities. And those collecting your taxes that cannot even even do the roads in front of your house. You are not angry at them. It's we you are targeting. You are targeting us. Let me tell you something. You see Bishop Dark, you see Archbishop Duncan Williams, you see Reverend Dr. Tabel, you see Reverend Istuanaba, you see Sam Kranchiankra. Those things they have done, you see, the same work habit that they have used to create what they have created. If they stop pastoring and they go into any business and they put that same work habit inside, they will succeed. They will succeed. I'm telling you, they will succeed. Because these men know how to wait upon the Lord. They know how to pray. I'm very close to all of them. We go to meetings and we say, let's pray. Within 3 minutes, the atmosphere has changed. Within 3 minutes, these men are on their feet, they are praying. You, one whole week, you are not even of even our Father who art in heaven. You haven't said it. How do you grow? How do you expand? How do you survive? How do you make impact? Unless you only want to be fruitful and just make impact in your house, take care of your wife and your children, let your children grow and take care of you and become nurses and doctors. And now you say, my children are nurses and doctors. It's they who have been sending me money. They who have been sending me money. When you die, you'll be remembered by your tombstone, not your milestone. Not your milestone, but by your tombstone. I want to be remembered by a milestone, not a tombstone. That's why fruitfulness alone is not enough. I want to multiply. I want to replenish. I want to subdue. And I want to have dominion. Joshua 1:3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. And I arrive in the UK, and members of the House of Lords are looking to meet with me. They are looking to have meetings with me. It's amazing. Wherever the soles of your feet shall tread, you will possess. And you can come there, apply these principles. Please keep this in mind. Every money that hits your accounts from every month, every work you do that you are paid, remember, don't increase your appetite. Do you know what poor people do? Do you know what poor people do? I remember during the days when we used to suffer. We should suffer. Anytime my mother gets big money, say, my children, you have suffered. Today, I'll do jollof for you. And then we eat to catch up with all the things we did not get. That's what we do. Do you know that rich people are not dying to buy new cars? Are not dying to... You want to change car, you get money, you want to do this. You will even go and rent 5-bedroom house with you and your wife and 2 children. For what reason? Do you know why all the black footballers end up becoming poor? Because they come from poor home. So when they see money for the first time, money uses them. They don't use their money. They want to marry white girls to boost their ego. The white girls will eventually divorce them and take their money. Poverty is not a demon, it's an attitude. It's a state of mind. It's a state of mind, and it will not take you anywhere. Wherever the sole of your feet shall tread, you will possess. Thank you. I love you all. Thank you for coming to church and celebrating with me. Amen. I want to serve you communion, and I'll pray for you, and then we'll be away from here. God bless you. Remember, we have just entered into our month of this thing. David and Cole, can you put the Brethren Life Confession on the church platform? Every church member must have it. Every morning before you leave home, confess the Brethren Life. Make the Brethren Life Confession. Every night before you sleep, make the Brethren Life Confession. And make sure every scripture in there, you are reading it, you are using it to pray, and you are practicing it. Before this month will end, your life will be pleasant. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lift up your voice, begin to pray. That let the word of the Lord have impact on your life.